Corporate threats to academic medicine. Academic medical centers were created to unite patient care, medical education, and scientific discovery. Institutions such as University of Pennsylvania, University of Michigan, and Columbia University helped build a model that trained generations of physicians while advancing research in public health. Today, that mission is increasingly threatened by corporations taking over healthcare. Many academic medical centers now prioritize profitability, productivity metrics, and operational efficiency over education, mentorship, research, and patient-centered care. Trainees often feel treated less as future physician leaders and more as inexpensive labor supporting a revenue-driven system. This shift risks undermining the traditional values of academic medicine: intellectual curiosity, scientific inquiry, compassion, and mentorship, at a time when medicine is experiencing extraordinary advances in fields such as oncology, immunotherapy, and cardiovascular care. Academic medical centers exist to serve the public through excellence in patient care, medical education, scientific discovery, and community service. These institutions must reject the growing trend toward excessive corporatization that places profitability, productivity metrics, and financial expansion above their core mission. Medical trainees are not inexpensive labor or instruments of revenue generation. They are the future physician leaders, scientists, educators, and caregivers upon whom the health of society depends. Graduate medical education must prioritize mentorship, intellectual curiosity, ethical leadership, scientific inquiry, and compassionate patient-centered care. Academic medical centers' leadership should ensure that education and research remain central institutional priorities, not secondary cost centers. Physician leaders remain actively engaged in patient care and trainee mentorship. Training environments promote psychological safety, professionalism, empathy, and academic inquiry. Financial stewardship supports rather than replace the public mission of medicine. At a time of extraordinary scientific advancement, academic medicine must recommit to its foundational covenant with society, advancing science, training future physicians, and placing patients above profits.